From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Thursday, July 9th, and here are today's stories. The Sioux Falls Police Department is launching a new program designed to help those with communication differences better interact with law enforcement. The Blue Envelope program provides autistic individuals and those with communication differences a simple way to share important information and identification during traffic and pedestrian stops. The Blue Envelope is a document holder that an individual can put their driver's license, vehicle registration, and proof of insurance in, along with optional information on communication preferences or emergency contacts. There is also a smaller pocket-sized version to hold just a driver's license as well. Amy Delaramich is a licensed clinical psychologist with the Center for Disabilities at the University of South Dakota Sanford School of Medicine. She says equipping individuals with the resources they need to communicate more effectively can reduce anxiety and prevent misunderstandings.
The Blue Envelope program is an excellent example of what can happen when disability advocates, law enforcement, and community organizations come together with a shared goal.
Officials say officers will receive training on how to respond to Blue Envelope interactions. Kyle Johnson is a police officer with the Sioux Falls Police Department. He says the program gives officers a better understanding of an individual's needs.
As law enforcement officers, our goal is to serve every member of the community with professionalism, respect, and dignity. The Blue Envelope program provides another tool to help us communicate more effectively and create positive interactions with everyone we serve.
Officers also say this envelope is simply a communication tool, not an exception to the law. All drivers and pedestrians are still expected to follow legal procedures and officer instructions during interactions. People in Sioux Falls with autism spectrum disorder wanting a blue envelope can get one from the Center for Disabilities or the Law Enforcement Center. Participation in the program is free and voluntary. State officials are investigating after an officer-involved shooting in Sioux Falls left a suspect dead and a police officer in the hospital. It started with a request for a welfare check at a home in eastern Sioux Falls Tuesday night. The caller said they heard gunshots inside their garage. Nick Cook is assistant chief of the Sioux Falls Police Department. He says when officers arrived to investigate, they began taking gunfire from somewhere inside the garage.
Our officers took cover, however, the gunfire continued, and one of our police officers was shot. Officers returned fire, and the suspect, who was identified as a 55-year-old Sioux Falls resident, was later found to be deceased.
Cook says the officer was taken to the hospital for treatment, but he did not give an update on the officer's condition. No other details about the incident were released. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says his office has taken over the investigation at the request of Sioux Falls Police. An Iowa man is facing charges in connection to a UTV crash that left a girl dead in central South Dakota. 38-year-old Zachary Berger is indicted for vehicular homicide, second-degree manslaughter, and a DUI, among other charges. That's according to the Attorney General's office. Authorities say Berger was driving a side-by-side UTV when it crashed on a rural road north of Pier on July 4th. A 9-year-old girl died in the crash. A 16-year-old boy received minor injuries. Prosecutors say Berger is a, quote, habitual offender with prior felony convictions. The Sioux Falls mayoral runoff recount is underway. It brings hours of recounting ballots and a new public request from a voting rights group, SDPB's Jackson Dirks reports.
Three individuals, one at Christine Erickson's nomination, one at Jamie Smith's, and one agreed upon by both, formally begin the recount process with an oath.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
The race, which ended with just two votes separating the candidates, is expected to take hours upon hours as the three-board committee reviews tens of thousands of ballots. The last time Sioux Falls had a citywide recount was in 2020 for an at-large city council seat. That recount resulted in a tighter race than on election night, where Alex Jensen's vote-winning gap was reduced by 13 votes. He still won the contest. The slim margins in this recount could yield a new mayor or even a tie if one vote were to flip from Christine Erickson to Jamie Smith. At this time, it's unclear when results could be finalized, and some say it could even extend into Friday. The June 23rd runoff election is now being held under a microscope by the American Civil Liberties Union of South Dakota. The group sent a press release Wednesday saying it's requesting public records relating to the management of the election. The release says the ACLU has received phone calls and emails about issues encountered during the election process. Claims include delayed mail delivery of absentee ballots, the date ballots were made available to in-person absentee voters, voting precincts running out of ballots, and more. The records request includes 13 items pertaining to different records along those lines. In a statement, ACLU South Dakota Advocacy Manager Samantha Chapman says the records request is about providing equal access to the ballot. She says if there were issues, the ACLU, quote, wants to highlight what happened so the group can work with officials to ensure that voters in future elections are not facing similar disenfranchisement. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls.
The National Weather Service confirms a tornado struck Huron as part of a powerful storm system that left widespread damage in the community. The NWS rated the July 2 tornado as an EF1 with estimated peak winds of 90 miles per hour. It ran parallel with Highway 14 for about 2.5 miles. Officials say most damage was caused by straight-line winds. A gust near the airport registered at 106 miles per hour. The storm left many without power for days, and debris cleanup continues across the community. The City of Sioux Falls is working to make licensing your pet even easier. City law requires pet owners to license all pups and cats over 6 months old and vaccinate for rabies. Previously, licensing could be done through vet clinics. That's no longer an option. Now, residents have two options to license their pets: in person at the City Law Enforcement Center, or online through DocuPet. Licensing spayed or neutered dogs or cats is $5 for 1 year, or $15 for a 3-year license. For unspayed and unneutered animals, it's $25 a year, or $75 for a 3-year license. Aaron Benson is the Public Information Officer for the Sioux Falls Police Department. He says the new online system should help residents license their pets.
Last year in 2025, we had 740 cats licensed in Sioux Falls and 2,270 dogs, so just about 3,000 pets. I'm going to go on a limb here with nearly 250,000 people in the city. I'm going to assume there probably are a few more dogs and cats in Sioux Falls that probably need to get in compliance with city ordinance and get licensed. So really, this system will make it a lot easier to get that done. So,
if an animal does not have a license, the fine is over $100. South Dakota is receiving over $400,000 as the state's share in a settlement in a case over safety concerns of a payment app. Block Inc. is paying $45 million nationwide in the settlement. That's according to Attorney General Marty Jackley. The settlement resolves allegations the company misled consumers about the safety of Cash App. That's an app that allows people to make payments to each other or to vendors. Jackley says Block actively promoted direct deposits of paychecks and government benefits into Cash App. The company grew its user base without making sure it could support those users when problems arose. South Dakota's share of the settlement goes to the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.